Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live and the Live Sunday Edition. We'll, of course, take your calls toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Adamo.
Adamo Freeman is here from copblock.org. We're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Also, we'll continue with the article, which is inflammatorily titled, Libertarian Welfare Queens. And MK Lords is identifying people that she is none too pleased with within the Liberty Movement, going so far as to suggest that they are leeches. And I think that there's some inaccuracies in that name calling. But at the same time, her article does have some valid claims and some valid critique. So we'll get into that here in a moment, or we'll continue with that in a moment. But first, Violet is on the line in Toledo. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Adamo. Hello, Violet.
Hi there. It's nice to be on.
Welcome.
Unfortunately, I haven't really been able to follow it because I can't stream your live feed, but I read that article, and I do understand why people wouldn't want others to completely, like, as I said, leech off of you and get your money for doing nothing, but I don't really understand why people have a problem with others voluntarily donating money to someone because they like what they do. Like, even if you aren't a fan of what those people are doing, the people donating the money still are, so it's not really even something to complain about, I don't think. Like I said, yeah. It'd be one thing. What's that?
No, I was going to agree. It's your money. You acquire it by whatever means you do, and it's normally using your scarce resources, time, and you know how people want to spend their money is no business of mine. You know, now like Ian had mentioned, if there's fraud or some people are being ripped off, and you want to say, hey, buyer beware, I've given some money and they didn't do what they say, I support that. And if you even want to go further to say, like, I don't think this content is worth any money, I support that as well. You know, it's just some of the terminology, it's a information / hit piece, right? And it's like really going back and forth on whether or not, and so like what value do you take out of it then? Like, is it just information to be, you know, highly important to me? And then when you mix in the hit piece aspect and it's like, well, is this that good?
Right. She could have retitled it Libertarian Frauds or something like that. Although she's not alleging Chris Cantwell is committing fraud, but, you know, she's suggested that with some of the other people in this article. There could have been a more accurate, but yet still attractive headline for this story, but to call them welfare queens is entirely inaccurate in my opinion. But Violet, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah. And like, the whole Stefan Molyneux thing, like, I understand that it's kind of weird right now with what's going on with him and like True Shives and things, but he has helped a lot. Like, he actually helped me get out of like a really bad living situation, and him and his donators like donated me like quite a bit of money to get out of it. So it's not like he doesn't do anything either. Like, he has.
Well, just to be clear, I mean, just a little further on that, you know, the allegations about Stefan Molyneux are about, well, there's a few things. One, that he's advocating that people cut ties with family members way too often, more often than would really be necessary. And secondly, that there's some allegations that there's more culty. That's a pretty culty thing to do, is to advocate that somebody cut off their family ties so they can, you know, then spend more time with you, or, you know, give more of your money to that organization. So I think there's some concerns there with Stefan Molyneux. It's not to say that he hasn't done things of value and that, you know, he hasn't done good things, but the allegations about him using the Digital Millennium Copyright Act to take down a channel that was critical of him on YouTube are pretty serious allegations.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So, I mean, like, at some point, the good stuff that he's done is canceled out by the bad things, at least to the point where people who were contributors should maybe consider not contributing anymore, right?
That's okay, especially if the bad behavior continues.
Can I say something about that, though?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him any room on the whole, like, using force to get that stuff taken down. There's nothing to like, beat around with that. But, it's for the, like, despooing, as it's called. I totally.
That's a jargon term, which means to disconnect from the family of origin. I know you know, but the but people who are not fans of his may not be aware. So that's kind of a jargony term. So what about it?
Well, here's the thing. I think he's just used to people who are dealing with really extreme child abuse. Like, I actually completely defued, and it was a really good decision, but I think he kind of assumes people who are calling in and talking about these things might have, like, more issues. So he just kind of jumped the gun at points with that.
Hmm.
But a lot of the people who do call in are, like, experiencing trauma, and they shouldn't keep exposing themselves to that. However, I want to make a point that I have heard him on multiple occasions say it isn't for everyone, and that it's something that you have to make the decision yourself. You know, you.
I've heard that there's the public stance that he takes, and then a more private stance that if you are like within the inner circle of his supporters, that it's an almost always recommendation of separating from one's family. That, you know, publicly he'll say that, you know, it's not for everyone, but privately when consulted, that's almost always his answer. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true.
Right. And then also maybe I think another thing that people have to consider is that when you get into these ideas, you don't really want to associate with people who don't believe the same things. It's kind of like, well, I know you don't like the idea of force, but I'm cool with it. You want to hang out. It's kind of like, eh. So a lot of the free domain people just kind of want to associate with people like themselves. It's not like a cult, but I could see how maybe some people would perceive it as such. And if there are any sort of...
Well, there's one thing of having a preference on who you associate and with whom you spend your time, but to completely disconnect from people that you previously cared about, I mean, as long as they're not physically abusive or mentally abusive people, then that doesn't make much sense. Then that's what's kind of one of the cult definitions is, you know, cutting off all other relationships that one has, even with people that one disagrees with in favor of the cult.
Yeah. I haven't watched Stefan for years, but I mean, if he was, you know, creating more of a blanket statement, like you should always, when having, you know, discourse between relationship X, Y, or Z, you know, defuse or whatever there's the term he uses.
The jargon is defoo.
And
which is another hallmark of a cult.
Okay.
Is jargon.
Right. And so it's one thing you know, if it's a blanket statement to say that, then like that could be bad, you know, like, cause like, I think a lot of that should be like circumstantial, like situational. And you know, like if you're a real friend, like if somebody like, oh, it's every week we're talking about this relationship you have that's toxic. Like, you know, after a month of that, I might tell my friend, like, you should defoo from this person. Mm-hmm. And that's probably, you know, I don't think that's cult-like. I'm not trying to, like, separate my friend from their relationship to be, like, you know, under my control or my sole benefit to myself. It would be, like, the advice I would give over time of, like, my friend being harmed by another, by a relationship. So, like, I guess...
Whereas the first time you would talk to somebody...
Right, if you just call into my show and I'm like, boom, get rid of them, it's bad. And it's like, that's probably not very healthy.
To be fair, you don't host a show about really bad interpersonal relationships. I honestly think he just kind of has this idea that the people calling in actually do need to think about these things. I've never felt pressured, really, to stop talking to my family. I think a lot of people who are interested in him follow him because they have those issues. And so it kind of makes sense that a lot of them would do that. And I don't necessarily think jargon counts as, like, cult behavior.
No, it's a hallmark of a cult, for sure. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a cult. Just because an industry or something has jargon, like in the radio business, there's a slang term for headphones called cans. Well, that doesn't, just because I might use that term when talking with another radio person doesn't mean that we're part of a cult, because there's no, for instance, one of the other hallmarks of a cult is a charismatic leader. And, well, Stefan Molyneux definitely counts as a charismatic leader. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because some people accuse all libertarians of being in a cult. Like, oh, you guys are using terms like cage instead of jail cell.
I'm a cop block cult leader.
Kidnapping instead of arrest. But the reason why that's not jargon is because those are more accurate terms for what's actually going on. We're not using the euphemisms. We're not using the government's cult terms, which are things like arrest and taxes rather than kidnapping and extortion or theft. And so narrow, we're being more accurate with what we're saying, but yet being labeled a cult. Whereas if you use terms like defu, which means nothing to the average person, that's definitely a jargon term. Now, I'm not saying Stéphane Molyneux is a cult leader, but, you know, there are some pretty
similarities,
red flags out there that people need to be careful about. Violet, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Adamo.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. You care about Bitcoin? Interested in the peer-to-peer economy? You should make plans to head to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up. It'll be here before you know it, March 28th and 29th. Downtown Austin, Texas, at the Moody Theater, right in the heart of downtown. It'll feature, of course, speakers and exhibitions and a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, and they'll highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Drop by TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets. Use code FTL and you'll get $25 off of their $150 admission price, which it's already a good price for a conference event like this. But when you use code FTL, not only will you get $25 off, you'll also get $25 of the ticket price sent to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based homeless charity operating out of Pensacola, Florida. So you can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, learn more about the event, March 28th and 29th in 2015. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live was there broadcasting live last year, and we're going to be back this year again at the Moody Theater, downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th, TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget to use code FTL when you grab your tickets. Let's go to Eric in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Adamo. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I was just calling in to talk about the Libertarian Welfare Queens article.
Sure.
Yeah, I would say, well, first, as just in general, I think it mainly was just out of envy for that. I mean, just for whatever reason, she doesn't like Cantwell, Molyneux, and of course, and some of them are be valid or not, but whatever, she doesn't like them for a reason. And I think that if she had the opportunity, if she could do this full time and she had people that are willing to donate to her, she would not really have an issue with that as well. So,
well, she does have a link on her website for donations. So clearly she's,
yeah,
you know, she's not above taking donations. And she does make it clear in her article that that she believes what she defines as a libertarian welfare queen is a prominent libertarian who lives off the donations of other libertarians but produces content that is, and then she uses several different adjectives to describe stuff she doesn't like.
Poor content.
So ultimately, she doesn't seem to have a problem with libertarians taking donations so long as she likes the content that they're coming up with.
So, yeah, like, for example, I would say, from just for example, just for Christopher Cantwell, which for those, there really is no evidence that of him using that for using it unwisely. For those that are donating to him, they're pretty much getting what they're getting. There's no reason to believe that he's not spending it for any other purpose.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody donating to Chris Cantwell knows that he's using it to put food in his mouth and to continue being able to blog for a living rather than actually have to go and get some sort of a job. And by the way, Chris was doing some contract work on the side recently. He got a gig in Concord. And did you go up and help him with that?
I didn't, but some other folks did, yeah.
So, you know, it's not like he's not willing to take a job.
Yeah, he's not saying I'm above
and work.
Being work. He says I prefer to be a full-time blogger.
Right, and why not? That's what he loves to do. And if you can get paid to do what you love to do, then why shouldn't
I'm a big believer in do what you love and the money will follow at some point. You know, and again, I'd like it to be put in perspective, even for all three of these individuals. I think, from my knowledge, you know, Stefan is married and his wife has, from what I understand, a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that his living costs aren't the same as somebody who's living on their own. And,
right,
you know, it's shared at some extent. And maybe she's pulling more weight or whatever, but that's their deal, not mine. And, you know, for Adam, you know, like I said previously, he's admitted to taking some VA payments. And, you know, I don't know what his, you know, I know he lives out in L.A. now, and so it's got to be a little more expensive, but I don't know what his take is. And so how much are we talking in donations, you know, is my point. I do live with Christopher Cantwell, so I know what his rent is every month. I know what, you know, his utilities are. And it's not thousands of dollars.
It's not a
mentioned.
Palace either. You're not
and
living in a
And it's definitely
mansion.
Not a palace. Yeah. We don't live in a state-of-the-art, basically, place. So
go ahead, Eric. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, one, I think is as many, I think it made me feel about it, some valid criticisms on Stephon Molyneux and his DMC takedown and a little bit of a defilling and stuff. But I think one thing that MK did really mischaracterize was, you know, the thing that he berates those donators for giving just like a dollar or so for that, which I watched his, I was just watching his, old podcast when he was talking about donations, which makes very clear that it's really just about an issue of not necessarily just donating, so of monetarily issue is just issues like if you think this is and things are important to you, then you should just, you know, be treated on, then you should just you know, express that with your value, with your values, whether it's pocket, but whether that's with obviously just, you know, give money to a show, or just, or if you think it would be a better show, or just, or if your time, if it's just, like you think, like, I don't know, if like one of his speeches or one of his podcasts was just so good, and you just, and you think it's going viral, but you don't share it. So.
I'm confused. It seems a little disjointed what you were saying there.
I think if you're going through other means that might be beneficial to the content creator than money, right?
Yeah, of course. So which I think he was talking about just an issue of just people in general were not that, of course, that may not be able to give it to monetarily, just not having.
Well, from what I understand, he was complaining because people were giving him too little.
Yeah, the $1 donation.
Or two, one or $2.
Yeah, something
was,
like that.
He was upset about that. And that's something that was, you know, I don't think he's taken that back. You know, he's basically claiming that, you know, people shouldn't give him such small amounts, that it's not worth his time to deal with whatever tax burden or something or reporting. I don't know. I guess he does taxes.
Yeah, it was like more of a pain for him to like log this $1 than it was to receive it.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, personally. And, you know, that's what he really said, or something to that effect.
I thought he had apologized.
Did he?
I was trying to think of it just now as I was looking up at the ceiling, but I thought he had maybe said something about being, like, harsh or having
something. I hope so, because it certainly did come off as
I don't think it was in a video to, like, or on his blog. It was, like, a Facebook post.
I see. Hey, thanks, Eric, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Back to the story here from MK Lords over at silentache.wordpress.com. She's talking about Stephon Molyneux. She says he uses classic manipulation techniques to lure listeners in, such as immediately asking about their childhood. This approach builds a facade of false trust and closeness. It's disturbing, to say the least, and I'm genuinely upset that he does it to people I care about. This is in between bizarre outbursts about black kids who dare to smoke blunts and other black kids that have miraculously figured out how to make lean from tea and Skittles. Who knew Trayvon was an alchemist? Even worse, it is his belief that he's single-handedly saving the world. An exact quote, apparently, she says from him is, quote, "I am the ring of fire, protecting the fragile tree of virtue," unquote. And there's another quote where he said that he, had it not been for him, the Liberty Movement would be set back 2,000 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
big ego.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will come back with more, and you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves, the live Sunday edition of the program. We do the show 7 nights a week. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Any night of the week you can call in. You can talk about anything you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And a demo.
And you can join us online just by dropping by freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, then I would like to invite you to become a supporter of Free Talk Live.
And donate.
Yeah, via the AMP program, where you ultimately don't get anything in physical reality for it. You get some perks. We did try to sweeten the deal up. As an amplifier, you get access to the AMP-only call-in lines. You get access to the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the same commercial content that the regular podcast does. You also get access to the AMP-only Facebook group and the AMP-only forum. So there's some perks involved. You get some benefits. But the main reason is to help us with Free Talk Live, to help us get the show out there to more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable enough to you to want to send us $5 a month, because that's all we're asking for, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We are sharing with you a story or a blog post that is critical of certain liberty-minded folks, people within the liberty movement, critical, and in some cases for valid reasons.
Sure.
But at the same time, then it goes a little too far by calling these people welfare queens, which is more of an insulting term than anything else, because no one's alleging that they're actually taking welfare, going on calling them leeches and parasites, and we'll get back into that here in a moment. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. By the way, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, and that's what James in Arizona has done. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ademo.
Hey, speaking of name-calling, MK Lords is no more a troll than her article is inflammatory. But when I read that piece on Friday, by the way, what I came away with is just as she takes exception to so-called libertarian activists begging for money in the same vein as an outsider looking in on a so-called church's minister making a good living off a bunch of gullible flock of seagulls, giving a so-called minister their hard-earned money. You know, somebody like that preaches that he spreads the principles of freedom and liberty. But how you doing, minister?
Did you have something that you wanted to say besides that? Because clearly...
I think it's analogous because, yes, I do, actually. And Ademo, speaking of cop blocking, that Ferguson thing, as your fellow Freeman crudely called it, leave aside, Ademo, the truth about Michael Brown as he attacked Officer Darren Wilson, and only for the town to be invaded by a bunch of activists, ginning up a bunch of hysteria, only to see the locals not only go around chanting, burn the bitch down, they literally did. But nobody has paid any price for that in the activist community in New York City for going to Ferguson. Just as one of these days, maybe somebody will do like your flatmate CC, not only advocates but defends murdering cops. So, Damo, I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
So let's see. See, I consider CC's hyperbole.
CC, you're referring to Christopher Cantwell.
Very good, Minister. Yeah. I consider
I'm translating for the people in the audience that don't know what jargon terms you're using there. Go ahead.
Right. I know some of your audience is pretty stupid, and I'm not speaking to them. I'm trying to get through to your thick skull.
You really
and
think?
Ademo, yeah. This is a serious question.
What are you trying to get through with?
Your roommate, your flatmate, has advocated and defended the murder of two cops that were sitting in their squad car. So I'm wondering, this person that's just looking on the outside, looking in, if somebody would walk up to your car, an old Ford Beater, and unload a Glock into your skull and CeCe's skull, why should I give a rat's ass for real? And why should I even tell the cops if I saw anything, if I bared witness to it, literally? Because it's an act of war when CeCe says that kinds of things. So might MK Lords be onto something about her taking exception to a bad joke, bloviating pig that you live with?
Well, I think your question is more directed for CeCe, as you refer to him as. But to answer your question, why would you care? You probably wouldn't, because we don't know each other.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, so
I would not care if somebody whacked both of you, because you live with a guy that advocates murder. So if somebody were to murder you two, I wouldn't give a flying rat's ass. So if you ask me, MK Lords is
you're
spot
such a
on
good
with
Christian,
her article.
James.
I never claimed to be a Christian.
Oh,
I said I was Roman Catholic, you fool. There's a big difference. You don't know anything about Christianity. And by the way, why didn't you celebrate Christmas with your family, by the way? It's because they don't want your tool ass talking about politics at the dinner table and trying to spread the principles of liberty.
Oh, no, my family would have been happy to have me.
Christmas.
They would have been happy to have me had I come down.
Sure, they would have. Yeah,
they would have.
Sure, they would have. If my parents were still alive, I would have gone out of my way to celebrate Christmas with them.
Good
and I wouldn't
you,
have spoken
James.
Politics.
Congratulations. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I got lots to do with my life, and spending $1,000 or whatever it would cost to go down and visit Florida just to sit around a Christmas tree with family members, not high on my list of priorities.
Yeah, Wisconsin's halfway across the country for me, and things to do here.
It doesn't mean I don't care care about my parents. It just means that I, you know, I have things that are occupying my time, and I have a chosen family here in New Hampshire that I enjoy spending time with. So I spend time with them on Christmas.
Sounds like James needed to spend some time with people he loves and just mellow out a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. The whole love thing for James, I don't know if he gets very much of it in his life, but he should probably try hugging it out. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. She is with us now. Megan is with us. MK. MK Lords, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey there.
So, yeah, I wanted to come on air because I heard you were talking about my article and maybe clear up some things about it. I think there's been a little bit of confusion. So,
okay, sure.
So, first off, it was totally, it kind of started as a joke, and it was kind of written in kind of a rage. Like, I was a little bit obviously irritated when I wrote it, but it was meant to kind of be funny. Kind of like, hey, you know, we can laugh at ourselves kind of thing. So, but, you know, I hold these criticisms for valid reasons, I think, because I kind of linked to an article that kind of supported all of my arguments. And, yeah, I used some saucy language, but I don't think that's anything that's new to libertarianism, especially the three people I criticized who have used, I think, much more inflammatory language than what I used in my article.
I would agree with that to a certain. I think, as Ian and I both mentioned, you do make several valid points of, you know, critiquing the three individuals. It was just maybe, you know, some of the, you know, the intersection of, like, critique to, you know, the donation.
It did feel like, you know, you just hammered it out and hit, you know, post rather than, you know, maybe giving it some time, coming back and, you know, looking over some of the things that you said, like using terms like leech and parasite. And obviously it was inflammatory, and you were clearly upset about, and obviously even pushed to the point of feeling like you had to write this. So I think that there was some real honesty there with how you were feeling. But as a result, it's allowed people to come back with a criticism of saying, well, you know, MK Lords doesn't know what welfare means. And obviously you do, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, that was the joke of it. You know, like, it was meant to be kind of funny because you hear libertarians use the term welfare queen so often. And I found it interesting that they were living off of the welfare, if you think about it in the charitable sense, of other libertarians. So I think it's accurate in that regard. And then also I provided my own definition, but it was meant to be kind of tongue in cheek and kind of funny.
Here's a question for you. Well, before you go on, I did have a question about donations. Let's say that you've got a donation link on your website for Bitcoin. Let's say that this article, it's now getting all this extra attention. Maybe your blog hits or visits are going to go up from what they normally are. And new fans are going to find you, and they're going to maybe give you some Bitcoin. And let's just say enough Bitcoin comes in to where you could start thinking about quitting your job. I don't know, you know, what your job is necessarily, but, you know, would there be a certain amount of Bitcoins that would come in that could make you think, maybe this whole blogging thing is something I could do?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely possible. Yeah, I work at Roberts & Roberts. And the thing about donations, and I think this point kind of got glossed over, I'm totally not against donations. I think if you find something that you believe in and you want to support it financially, that's going to be the only way it can succeed.
Megan, hold that thought. I'm going to bring it back here in a moment. You can finish that up, and we'll continue the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more Free Talk Live on the way with MK Lords.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you with your calls if you dial now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like what we're doing, then please, you can get your shopping done with Free Talk Live. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the Amazon link you'll find there and just get whatever it is that you need or whatever it is you want, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale through shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about an article. Actually, this is what we spent the bulk of the show on. Has been MK Lords has written a piece over at silentache.wordpress.com that has been critical and in many valid ways of certain people within the liberty movement, like Stefan Molyneux, for instance. She goes on to critique Adam Kokesh and Christopher Cantwell. I don't think we're going to have a chance to get into either of those segments because it is a fairly long blog post. But the overarching theme is that, or the claim in the article is that they're libertarian welfare queens. And she's actually on the line here with us, which is one of the things that's fun about Free Talk Live, is sometimes the people you're talking about will show up. So MK Lords is with us trying to, you're clarifying some of your intentions with the article, and from what you've said so far, you felt like this was meant to be taken lighter than it actually was. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, so you're totally right that I just kind of banged this out and then, like, published it. It's not nearly as polished as any of the other stuff I write because I didn't think it would be that popular, honestly. I really didn't think that people would care about it. It was just kind of on my personal blog, and I was just kind of ranting about it. So, yeah, it's not very polished. I was just, like, you know, kind of frustrated and put it out there. But, yeah, I have no problem with people asking for donations, and the organizations that I do support are things like Cop Block and Jury Nullification, you know, education, and there are a lot of charities, antiwar.com, that I personally support and I think are a great use of your donations. But, yeah, I thought I wanted to address something that Daniel said earlier about the woman, the Cop Block woman calendar that Lauren Beth Faulkner organized, and she was – it was in there that she kind of, like, took the funds and ran off. And people kind of ran her off, too. A lot of libertarians got her number and kind of ran her off. They were like, this is ridiculous. You stole donor money. And I thought it was a bit of an overreaction, but the more I think about it, the more it's like that's kind of a natural response. But there were people that I had noticed that had taken much more than that and without really the same type of harassment that Lauren faced. So that's kind of another reason I wanted to bring it up. I noticed this happened kind of at the very beginning of the year. Last year, but yeah, so I wanted to bring some light on that.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't, I mean, I wasn't as heavily involved with Lauren's situation as some others might have been, so I might not be in the 100% know. I got drug into it after it became a fiasco, I guess. But, you know, I can't speak for what others did or if it was right or wrong. You know, I reached out to her and just said, you know, it seems like transparency and like a prompt, you know, response from herself would be the best. And, you know, I was avoided at some certain point. And I feel that, the, you know, with those pointing out this issue, you know, with whatever facts they had, you know, and I know some other folks had more than myself, like communications and screenshots, and it solved its own problem. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Lauren, you know, I can't remember the exact dollar amount actually, but to me, in my personal opinion, it wasn't an amount that's like devastating to like, the idea of Cop Block or that anyone else who would try to do something in, as far as raising funds under such banner would be harmed by, and that it was more or less directed to the individual who created such issues. And
she never paid back though, right? Like she took
the I didn't money. Give her money exactly. It's my understanding that it hasn't been, but that would be a question for people who actually donated.
There was money collected for calendars that allegedly never got paid back.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff that I want to see. You know, I want to know who's scamming people. You know, who is claiming to be libertarian but yet then committing fraud on others. That's interesting information. And you know, I appreciate the perspective that you know you're offering on some of the folks in this article. And I'm glad that you know you've acknowledged that some of it was written out of frustration and maybe a little bit maybe posted a little too soon. Like you said, you didn't expect that it was going to blow up, and that's just it. You never know what goes viral in this world. And you can't predict those things in advance very well.
Right. Well, thanks for letting me come on and kind of clarify. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And thank you, MK. I appreciate your call tonight. And again, her blog here, silentache.wordpress.com. Just a little bit more from the paragraph about, or the paragraphs on Stefan Molyneux. She says, despite complaints of donation decreases and claims his website takes tens of thousands of dollars to operate, the dude is sitting pretty on a stack of Bitcoin. Weird that the documentary he was hyping a few years ago still hasn't been made, and no doubt his PayPal donations greatly exceed his Bitcoin ones. He's going to need them for the lawsuit filed by his critic for shutting down her YouTube channel, so if you feel moved, please find it in your heart to send him a few bits, or you're a thief. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Up next, she targets Christopher Cantwell, who happens to be on the line with us right now via Skype. Chris Cantwell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I was really hoping that you were going to put me on the line with her. What a cop-out to say that this is supposed to be some kind of joke that she goes and picks out three prominent libertarians who she just disagrees with politically and calls them thieves and robbers and parasites.
Well, I mean, you can understand maybe somebody getting a little bit upset and hammering out a blog post out of anger and frustration, maybe.
Yeah, then say it's an angry blog. Don't say that you're trying to make a joke that's a cop-out. You know, I know a thing or two about writing funny material, right? And this is not it. It clearly never was the intention. She went out to go smear three prominent libertarians because she was hoping that it would draw attention to herself, and it seems to have panned out pretty well.
Well, I mean, I guess that would have been a question for her. I don't know if Like I said earlier, I don't think she's one that really wants to, like, grab a spotlight or do something. I mean, maybe she's changed since the last time I met her.
Why does she go on Freedom Fiends? Why does she have the YouTube channel? Why is she listing that she writes at Young Voices and Bitcoin Not Bombs? I mean, the girl's obviously trying to put herself out there. It's not working so well because nobody's listening to her. Nobody cares what she says until she goes out.
Well, that's an exaggeration, Chris. I mean, that's an exaggeration. Obviously, some people are listening and some people agree with her. And, you know, some of her critiques are legitimate. I think that maybe if she hadn't have couched it in this libertarian welfare queens, maybe it wouldn't have blown up as large, but at the same time it would have been
more maybe with a conclusion to it, like, maybe these are some other places you want to donate, or these are some ideas, you know, then it's more well-rounded as like an informational piece as opposed to a hit piece.
Well, it was obviously a hit piece, and to try to call it a joke is just, it's a cop-out, and she should be ashamed of herself. That's all I got to say on it.
Chris, thanks for your call tonight. And you've written a response to this, by the way, over at ChristopherCantwell.com.
I shouldn't have.
Oh, really?
Well, I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have given her the attention.
Well, you didn't link to our article, right?
Yeah, I know, and she's been in my comments all day complaining that I won't let her post links in my comments because I don't let anybody post links in the comments because I don't want this SEO spam on my blog.
There you go. Christopher Cantwell, he'll be in this Wednesday. We're doing New Year's Eve together, right, Chris?
Right on, bud.
All right, look forward to it. We'll see you then. That's ChristopherCantwell.com. You decide who's right.
That's right.
One thing's for sure, libertarians do not agree on things in general. Like, you know, one thing they do agree on is that people should be left alone to do their own thing. But beyond that, there's all kinds of internal strife.
And even then, we kind of pick on each other for that. Yeah. Like, hey, you're still doing your own thing, but I'm going to let you know about it.
So she does go off on Chris Cantwell in this blog. She says Cantwell can't do much well other than bloviate on his blog and beg for donations while doing everything in his power to offend people, which would be hilarious if he were funny, but his career is a bad joke. He calls himself a comedian, but I'm pretty sure living in your mother's basement well into your 30s is only funny as a libertarian stereotype, not a reality. I wish I was lying about that last part, but it's entirely true. Since he moved out of his mom's, he likes long walks in downtown Keene, harassing meter maids and bragging about how cool it is to kill cops. He'd be infinitely more interesting if he followed through, but he never will because he's a huge coward. I'm usually the first one to say attack the argument, not the man, but he's called better people worse things, and I assume if people can dish it, they can take it. Well, you know, at least there she admits that she is lowering herself to
his
level.
Yeah, she's like, here you go.
Just straight up leveling insults at him. You know, you may not like Chris Cantwell's approach to doing things, and there may be some legitimate critiques in there, but the fact is, he gets out there and he does what he believes is right.
Right.
And I got to give him a lot of credit for that.
That's what I say when people ask me about Chris. I say, you know, like, we might not, like, he might write more things than I wouldn't say or that I wouldn't do, but, like, all more power to him. You know, I give him lots of props for saying the things he says. I think he's a great writer. I think he produces good content.
He is. I think he's funny. I think he, I agree with you that he is a good writer. And obviously people agree. They are sending him donations.
Right.
You know, it's obviously not a bunch of money.
And it's not for everybody. I mean, yeah. there's Chris Cantwell, and then there's whoever else is on the other side of that coin. You know, I don't want to say Stephen Molyneux now, but he's in the hit piece too. But, you know, there's Kokesh. There's, you know, many of the people you've mentioned on Free Talk Live, you know, Freedom's Phoenix and stuff.
And
you get
way,
your news from somewhere.
I don't consider Chris Cantwell to have harassed the meter maids. Even the one video that's constantly used as the example of the supposed harassment, he's actually fairly calm and nice to them. Like,
yeah, they've took a snippet and it's been blown out. That's, and he hasn't really done a lot of Robin Hooding, but it's like
that was
this
the
area.
One time.
Yeah.
That was like it.
When he was visiting.
Yeah. And, you know, that was, he went easy on him as far as I was concerned. I remember watching that video like, oh crap, what's he going to do and
right.
say? And I'm like, I was kind of impressed. Anyway, more tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out copblock.org as well. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals and first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.